This one lonely rainy night down on Christopher Street, I decided to spend some time in the gay bookshop. It was between West and Horatio Streets. That was where I met the foot lover of my 13 trick-or-trade year of 1980. My name is Eric. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. He cruised me while I sat in the peak show booth. He actually stared me down standing in front of the booth's entrance. "Yes," I asked. "You're kind of cute," he answered. "Kind of?" I asked. "Yeah, for a fat guy," he laughed. That was when I should have slapped him upside the head, but we wound up on the IRT train to Sugar Hill. Once in my room, he laid on the bed and watched me as I undressed him. He was tall, slender, just like his cock, long and slender. Once I finished introducing my mouth to his tool, he undressed me. Once he got me naked, he went down on my big toe. He licked and sucked my toes. "You like it?" he asked. I didn't answer. I was in complete shock. Then he rubbed the thick head of his long, slender cock up and down the sole of my foot, and within minutes, he ejaculated all over my foot, then licked my foot clean from his sperm residue. "Damn, you got some hot feet," he said as he dressed. "Maybe we can do this again when we meet at the bookshop," he explained as he walked out my room door, headed for the IRT back to Christopher Street. You just heard another episode of the craziness that lives inside my head.